Dr. Oliver, dictating for March the 9th of 2023. The name of the patient is Rosemary Zimmerman. The last name is Z, like in Zulu, I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N. This is another visit. For this 79-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The patient has a left solitary kidney. The right kidney is not functional and has chronic hydronephrosis. And there was non-visualization of the right kidney in the renal dynamic that was done last year, period. The patient has a history of rectal carcinoma that was treated with surgery and radiation therapy, and the patient just had a PET scan that was ordered by the Florida cancer specialist. The PET failed to show any relapse of the tumor. Period. Regarding the kidney function, the serum creatinine remains 1.8 milligrams per cent, the BUN44 with an estimated GFR that is 28 mL per minute. The excretion of protein is between 350 and 400 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is similar to the prior determinations, period. This patient is not a candidate for the administration of Kerendia, which is a aldosterone receptor block, or the administration of an SGLT2 because of the presence of CKD4. Number two, arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension is under control. The patient remains in the same body weight, 143 pounds, and the blood pressure is 138 over 82. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. The serum hemoglobin A1C is 7.1%, period. The patient, the next number, the patient is followed by Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R, for from the cardiovascular point of view, the patient has an ejection fraction between 40 and 50%, and she has a aortic valve murmur that, according to what the patient is telling me, has remained without any changes. Following number, vitamin D deficiency or supplementation. We have reassured the patient that she's in very stable condition. It should continue with the low sodium diet, the fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet, period. We invested 8 minutes in the evaluation of the lab and the imaging, in the 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.